Unit 81. Exercise 1. Page 166. Speaker 1.
It was so embarrassing. We had finished our meal and wanted to pay. Ron put his hand in his jacket pocket and, horror of horrors, no wallet. He tried all his other pockets, but the wallet was nowhere to be found. He suddenly remembered that he had changed jackets just before coming out. The wallet was in his other jacket, so Ron had to drive all the way home to fetch it. In the meantime, we all sat there, the kids and myself, like lemons, waiting.
Speaker 2.
I looked at the history paper and got the shock of my life. There didn't seem to be a single question that I could answer. I turned over the page and looked at the questions on the other side. There was just one that I might manage, about Bismarck and the reunification of Germany. I tried hard to remember as much as I could. Then I started writing.
Speaker 3.
So I went back to the shop with the cappuccino machine I had just bought and told the guy behind the counter that it didn't work. Of course it does, he said. I told him that it didn't. You probably didn't connect it properly, he said. I told him I had. Then you probably don't know how to use it properly, he said. I do, I said. And I told him I wanted my money back. Do you have a receipt, he asked. You didn't give me a receipt, I said. I always give receipts, he said. My blood was beginning to boil.
Speaker 4.
They had been on strike for a week and a half. I was worried because I was losing a lot of money. I called an emergency meeting and offered them a 10% across-the-board increase, backdated to the beginning of the year. It was what they'd wanted. So I had to give in eventually. Well, what else could I do?
Speaker 5.
If I have low self-esteem now, and I do, it is because of my mother's attitude towards me when I was a child. She was always finding fault with everything I did. Don't do this, don't do that. This is wrong, that is wrong. Why can't you do anything properly? I was subjected to constant nitpicking. Not very good for someone's self-confidence, I can tell you that.